100 years on from the 1918 cyclone and tidal surge, ABC Tropical North remembers. With a little help from Tony Wedd from the Bureau of Meteorology.
Yeah, it was what we would call a Category 4 cyclone. Of course, back then, without satellite photos and all the technology we have now, it was a lot harder to classify cyclones. It's hard to say exactly how intense it was, but there were a couple of interesting pressure readings taken. The lowest pressure that we know about with the cyclone was about 932 hectopascals, and that was taken by a private observer 5 kilometres north of Mackay. The official barograph at the post office only dropped to 944 hectopascals. Actually, a little flange on the equipment stopped it from going lower. So that's a very low pressure for a cyclone. You know, we had people estimating wind strength using the Beaufort scale, but the sophisticated anemometers that we have now were not anywhere near being invented. So a lot of the wind strength was deduced by damage to structures. And for this event, for example, most buildings in Mackay were damaged and over 1,000 were destroyed. So obviously the winds were very high end. Cat 4 starts at wind gusts of 220 kilometres per hour, goes all the way up to about 280 kilometres per hour gusts. I'd suspect, just taking a guess, that it would have been more towards the upper end of that range, but yeah, we'll never know exactly. Reports indicate that the surge was around 3.6 metres, and because it hit near a high tide, the highest water level was actually about 2.4 metres above the highest spring tide experienced at Mackay, so massive amounts of inundation. Witnesses reported 2 to 3 metre waves breaking in the centre of Mackay City, so definitely a lot of the damage and impact was due to that storm tide.
ABC Tropical North, your emergency services network.